Sanhedrin, Perches Mishnah Zayin. We learned the dinim of roidif in the context of Baba Machter. So now the Mishnah is going to be marchiv the concept of a roidif, and the Mishnah is going to discuss people that have that din, that they chayiv misa. There's a din on them, they chayiv misa because of biyachas to somebody else's hatzolah. Ve'elohen shematzilin oisim benafshin. These are the categories of people that you're matzil benafshom by killing them before they do something. Means, here you have a person who's ready or he's olul to kill somebody, so you're allowed to kill him before he kills. The point is not really so much saving him from the aveira, the point is saving the other person's life. But the Mishnah uses this concept also in saving somebody benafshoy from doing an aveira. So the first case, that's the Pashto case. And that, l'chayra, the reason why the Reidiv is killed is, again, like we said, not to be matzalim from an Averi, but because he's chasing somebody. So Yener, Hatzolo, is Mechayiv killing him. Now, we could ask ourselves, why Mechit Hesi to kill the Reidiv to save the Nirdiv? Was one person... Beloshna Gemara, my choses to domach sumach tvei, is his blood redder than his? Which is Loshna the Gemara says when it's neged to the fact that kol ater kula is nidche mikame pekuch nevoshes. So a person, let's say, is faced with pekuch nevoshes Shabbos, bosu becholov, any aveira, that the halacha is that he does the aveira. V'chai b'hem comes before, but there are sholosh gamurois. A person is mechuyev to be killed. So the two averus of Gilei Arayis and Avodah Zarah are mipnei choy mehu averu. But Ritzicha, it's not even clear that the reason why the din is Yehorek Val Yavar is because of the choy mehu of averus Ritzicha. The reason is simple. The imperative why you're allowed to be mechalol the averu, you're allowed to do the averu, is v'chai behem. What's v'chai behem if the nidiv is going to be killed? But it's more than that also. Heyois, the Reidiv, is the one who's causing the situation. He's at fault. So the Reidiv's life is secondary to the Nidiv. So avada, the halacha is that the Nidiv has kedim over the Reidiv. And then ha-Reidiv ha-chaver l'orga, avada, you kill the Reidiv. And you don't let the Nidiv be killed. Acha zocher, here the Mishnah already goes in the cases of Gilei Arayis. The Gemara learns out of a pasuk that if somebody is threatened by an act of Gilei Arayis, forcibly by somebody else, then you can be matzel. It also has a din of a nirdif. You can be matzel the nirdif la rayis the same way you matzel the nirdif when it comes to nefoshes. So we're talking over here about a zocher who's a nirdif al yidei a roidif lemishkav zocher. Or the achanayra meroso. Now the achanayra meroso over here is learned out of Gzeres HaKosuv. Because when the Torah says that an Ayar Merosa that was Nenso is not Chayiv, which is obvious, it's not her fault. Lanayro loisase dover, ein lanayro chet movis. Those last words are extraneous. Ein lanayro chet movis. You already said loisase dover. So ein lanayro chet movis teaches us that the Nayro is in the same situation as a regular Nirdov, which Chazal used to extrapolate that a Roidiv achan Ayar Merosa. I will add in parentheses, it's not only a Naira Amaroso with Arayis, with her is Beskilo, but it's any case of Arayis, any Arayis that's Bechavi Krisus, the Halacha is the Nirdof is Nitzel Benefesh Haroidof. By the way, as if we're talking already, Lenaira Loisasa Dover, the Lomdim, Taina, that in Lenaira Loisasa Dover state not only a Ptur, that if a woman is Nenso, that she's not Chayiv on Arayis. Only the roidif, the ma'anis is chayv. The nenso is not mechuyev. Loisase dover means the gedder of the ptur is not just a ptur, but it's a hafko that's not called it was done. That means that the lomdisha gedder of an oinis, rachmona patri, is beloshna lomdim, it's a hafko on the ma'isa. It has ramifications in ksubis, in other places, and also over here, there's kamen afkaminis in the sugis, over here in the dinim of roidif. However, the Mishnah fears always that's only a nirdif al yidei a roidif for arayis or ritzicha. Aval haroidif acha behema. If somebody's stam set out to do an aveira, he's about to, Rachman Tzlon, be boil a behema. So his aveira there, it doesn't get him the status of a roidif. He's about doing aveira. There's no halacha that you have to kill somebody to save him from doing an aveira. There's only halacha of a roidif and a nidif. A roidif and a nidif in a case of a ma'anis with an ensa, yeah. But a roidif acha behema, there's no nenas. So all there is over here is a balavera. Balavera is no din to kill. Also, I'm a chalaz shabbos. Somebody's about to be mechal shabbos b'mezid, rachman al tzlan. There's no halacha to kill him. Oyvid avay dezora, emat zil nesem an afshin. The avera itself does not create, not a rayis, not chil shabbos, not avay dezora, does not create a din of roidif and nidif. Pektes mishnah alef. Ve'elu hein anisrofim. We spoke about tzkila. And now we're moving on to Nisrafim. Who are the mission is going to be referred, who are the Mukhuyov Misrefa? The classic case that's in the Parshat Chumos and Kedoshim in Parshas Arayos is Habal Isho Bito. However, there's something complicated over here. And that is that most of the Arayos, either the ones that are Chayvi Krisos or the ones that are Chayvi Skilo, the relationship is a problem. That means Habal Bitoi, he can't marry her, and a Baal Bito is Beskila. Bito is a straightforward relationship. Kalosa is also a relationship. Here, the name of the Erva is Baal Isho Bito. The Mishnah doesn't call it Chamoiso. L'chayra, the issue is he marries a woman. He's not allowed to be Baal Imo. So the issue over here is a Shviger. A lot of things to say about Shvigers. This is one of them. L'chayra, there's Chayve Sreifa for a Baal HaShviger Shaloi. That's not what it says. It's Bo al Isha Ubita. And the reason why it's called that is because the wording of the Pasuk is very unusual. It's in Perk Chof, Pasuk Yudal. The Isha Sheikach is Isha Ves Imo, Bo Ish Yisrefu Oisoi Vesen. Who's Chayv Srefu Oisoi him? Vesen them. Now think about it. It can't be true Kipshutoi, because if he marries a woman, then he's Bo on her mother, the wife that he's married to is not Chayvei Sreifa. Well, there's nothing wrong. She got married. The problem was the Maises Nus afterwards of the husband with his mother-in-law. So what's Vesen? Oisoi Vesen. So here we have a major machlokes in the Sugyan Daf Ayin Hey. How to read this pasuk. Either we'll see that the Vesen doesn't mean them, the daughter and her mother. It means Esen, the one who was Mizana. And by the way, we said before, Shviger, the same thing could be true if he's married to a woman and he's Baal Bito. It's also Isho Bito. So the Isser over here is either the mother-in-law or the daughter of his wife. It's not his daughter. It's the daughter of his wife. Those two. The Vesen over here means that there's a harchova of who's included in this Isser, and that's going to be the Hemshech of the Mishnah, Yesh Bechlal Isho Bito V'chulei, all those cases on the Nisrabim. There's another interesting thing in this pasuk, which speaks to the same nekuda. The pasuk says over here in this din of Isho Bito, Sha'aro heino zimo, that the znus over here is because Sha'ar means Sha'er, is a lashon of related, because they're related. That's the issue. The Torah doesn't use that lashon by any of the other rites. The Gemara learns out, going to one lashon, that the issue of Isho Bito is only where he was bought on both of them. That means like this. Theoretically, other arayis, there's no difference in arus and nesua. A woman who's an HSH is bechenek if she's mizana, both if she's only married arus and nesua. In fact, arusa maybe could be even more chama. By naira hamayroso, the arusa is more chama. It's peskilo. Other arayis, the marshal kalosoi, it doesn't make a difference if his son was mekadosh a woman and then he's bola, she has a full shame kalosoi, even though his son never lived with that woman. The erusin itself makes the issues. Over here, the Torah defines the iser as the bia. Sha'aru means a physical relationship. And because of that, if he married a woman and he wasn't bo'oleh, she wasn't nichnas al-chuppa yet, so then the iser of bo'al bita is not besreifa. Because the Isser is not mitzad his wife's daughter, and the Isser is not in the shame Shviger. Ima Shumha, as soon as he marries a woman, the mother of that woman becomes a Shviger. So then Chamoisa, but that's not the name of the Erev over here. The name of the Erev is, he's a Boal Isho Bita. So Mela has to be with a Boal Isho Bita. This is a shayla, what happens by Nichnas Al-Chuppa Vadain Loi Boaleo. That's a shayla in Sugis and Rishonim in the beginning of Yevamos. In any case, that is the that's the din over here of Boal Isho Bita. It's B'Sreifa. U'Bas Koyin Shezinsa. We've had before that a Bas Koyin, even though normally Eishes Hishtetz Mezana is Bechenek, but a Bas Koyin, the Torah upgraded, because as Aviyahi Mechalalas, it's a chilul of where she comes from, which is a bias of Kahuna, Samela, the Torah upgraded to Be'esh Tisorov, to Nisaskilu, to Sreif, I'm sorry. There's something unique over here also. Look at the wording in the Mishnah. Habo Al Isho Bita, we talk about him. U'Bas Koyin Shezinsa, we talk about her. The reason for that is that the Gemara says that the Isser, the Choymer of Sreifa, is only on the Bas Koyin, not on the Bola. The Bola did a regular Maisa of being boil on an Eishes Ish. Regular, Chas V'Shom, Rechman Al-Tlan. He did a Maisa that he was born in Eishes Ish, he's Chayev Chenek. The extra upgrade Choymer, Sovio Himechalelos, is only on her. So therefore the Mishnah words it, U'Bas Koyin Shezinsa on her. This is the only Erva, by the way, where there's a chilik in the misa between the boil and the nevelas. Chiddush. Yesh bechlal isho bita, this is what we talked about before. The idea of isho bita includes other as well. And we said before, we learn out of oisoy ve'esen. The Rav brings it over here. Who's bechlal? Bitoy. This bitoy is not the daughter of his wife, because then it would be bechlal isho bita. We're talking here about his daughter from a woman that he was bala b'loy chupu v'kedushin. Bita me'anu sasa, it's called in the Gemara. So over here you have a bazunder chiddush that the bita itself is a shame erva. Again, the shame erva over here is the bita, the relationship itself, not the isha u'bita. U'bas bitoy, a granddaughter, bas benoy, u'bas ishtoy, the daughter of his son, the daughter of his wife, which is the din of Isho Bita that we had in the Reisha, the Mishnah. Ubas Bita, any further extension of Isho Bita, which is the daughter of her daughter, Ubas Beno, the daughter of her son. And then we go up. He's born not on the lower door, not a Bas, or a Bas Ishtoi, but Chamoisoi. This is the Shviga case that we're talking about. Again, this Isser is Alt Isho Bita. All of these are besreifa. So the Sach HaKol, if you add up, there's 10 women over here. There's 10 arayis that are over here. It happens to be that chamoisoi, like we said, isho bito, might not be a regular shame erva of chamoisoi. The name of the erva is isho ubito. Because of that, the Gemara brings one shita, that according to Tana Rabbi Kiva, it could be that the shame Isho Bito is only Avivite, he's having a physical relationship with both. Which means that what happens, let's say his wife died, then when he's bought on the woman who was formerly his shviger, she doesn't have a shame Chamoisa. Every Erva, shame Erva, always exists even after the person dies. L'mashal, an aunt or a sister-in-law, all these things don't go off. The only Erva that goes off L'chamoisa is only by Yibum. A brother-in-law, a wife of a brother, there's a heter, Mishum Yibum. But otherwise, a shame erva exists even after the person died, after the relationship is no longer. Except over here by a shviga, since the Torah says Isho Bito, so Memela, there's a mokum to say that it's only Bechai Ishtoi. Others taina, no. The issue is there, Becholoifin. Others taina, that even if there's an issa deraisa by a bo al chamoisa la'acham isis ishtoi, but it certainly doesn't have the full brunt of isho bito, and memela is not chavi krisus. It's certainly not from the nisrothim. It's an issa ba'alma. That's already a machlok sushenim. So this is the whole list of nisrothim. Ve'elo hena nerogim, the Mishnah immediately goes into chayve saif, nerogim. Haritzeach, the main one who's Mukhuyiv Saif, Hereg, is a Ritzeach Va'anchiyani Dachas. Anchiyani Dachas is interesting. We're not, without going into the protim of Yani Dachas, but there's an interesting tzushtel, is that one of the mimisim of, that's not really from the classic Mimisei Bezdin. Doesn't have to go through the due process of everything we described with Drisha V'Chakir and Edim and Psak Din. There's an extra legal din called a Meirid B'Malchus. Meirid B'Malchus we find extensively by Shaul, by David, by Shlomo. It's a Tanachtik in Musik, a Meirid B'Malchus, and a Meirid B'Malchus is always B'Saif. You're talking that an Ira Nidachas, which is interesting because Ira Nidachas, the Avera, is that they all deem the Avodah Zarah. L'chor, an Oved Avodah Zarah is B'Skilo. So here, because they're all being killed together, we don't treat them as private citizens, Rachman son, who are Ivra Averu. We treat it as a city that rebelled. The only Dachas is it rebelled against the Rabban Shlalem, and it's sort of similar in concept to the Misa of a Meirid B'Malchus, and then Misosim Beherik. It should be pointed out that the din of the Anshei Ho'ir, which are not B'Skilo, but they're Beherik, and we're describing them, maybe we don't look at them as Protius Dikabali Averu, we look at it as a Klal, as a Nidochim, is not the din of the one who is actually the Mediach Oysom. The one who Rahman and son convinced the townspeople to go off the Derech and to be Avid Avid Zohar has a different din. We learned that in earlier in Perek Zayin Mishnah Yud, that a Mesis Ahedid has a din of a Skila, but a Mediach, the Rabbim has either a din of Chenek or a din of Skila. He's not included in the din of Herek that's moved over here in the Mishnah. Now the Mishnah is going to go into the dinim of Reitzeach. Reitzeach is Behereg, but there's a lot of protim in the Tsuras HaMaisa of Reitzeach, and this is a Lomdus Shin. There's a lot of Lomdus here. And some of this Lomdus is applicable not only Legabi Hilchus Reitzeach, which Baruch Hashem doesn't come up too often, but there are things to learn up over here, Legabe, which Maisa is considered a full Maisa. It could be Negev, there are Tzushtals in Rishonim and Achronim, even to Hilchus Shabbos, let's say. It's interesting sugis over here in these dinim Reitzeach. So let's see. Reitzeach shehikas re'eu be'evenei be'barzel. One of the tzuras of Reitzeach, obviously the classic, is somebody who hits somebody else, either he throws a rock at his head, or he hits him with a sharp instrument. That, l'chor, is a straightforward ma'aser Reitzeicha. Here's a ma'aser that's not as straightforward. Kovash olov l'toich ha'mayim. He could be chayiv on being a Reitzeach by drowning somebody, Rachmana Litzlan, or burning somebody. How did he do it? V'kovash olov l'toich ha'mayim. He held him down in water, or he held him down in fire, or he tied him down, but even where the person can escape, and then he walked away. V'meis. So that's chayiv. However, the Mishnah comes lafuke, something else which is not a maisa. Tchofa l'toich ha'mayim l'toich ha'ur. What happens if he pushed him into the water or into the fire? V'yochel lalis mishom. And l'maisa, the person was not matzliach in escaping. V'meis potter. Now, obviously, a Rosh HaGomer is. And Mestam is chayv misa v'dei shamayim as well. But as far as Bezna is concerned, the maisa can't be considered a full maisa v'tzicha if, as far as pushing the person into the water or into the fire, theoretically the person could have escaped. What you see in the sugis, and this goes back to what we said before, is that this is not a hagdora only in terms of, well, the Reitzeach is almost an oinus because the guy could have escaped. It's not his fault that the victim died. It's more than that. Pushing him into the fire, into the water, but even where he could have escaped, means that the maisa is not a maisa hamemis. Now let's see another case. Shiso, boyas akelev. We call it in English, he sicked on him a kelev. Shiso boyas hanochosh, and he died from the bite of the kelev or the nochosh. Potter, the mishasa is considered as not having done a maisi b'adayim. He's a gromo. That gromo, again, is chai b'din shamayim, but la maisa, it can't be considered that he did a maisa that Bezdin will give misa. The Rambam says very clearly from the Gemara that the Rabbeinu Shlalem, the Derish Domim Yidrish Menu Es Hadam. That is Chayv Din Shemayim. But on this world, the same way in Hilchis Mazik, a Groma is not Chayv, he's Potim Din Onim, he's Chayv Din Shemayim. The same is true by Ritzach as well. Hishich Boyes Hanochosh. What happens if he's holding the snake? He took a rattlesnake and he took the arm of his victim and he put it in the mouth of the rattlesnake, and the rattlesnake bit, and the person died. Reb Yehuda Mechayiv, because even though the venom is the rattlesnake killing, But the putting of the hand in the mouth is already directly shtolen tzu to that. That's yet considered a maisa. Now, the way the Rav brings it down from the Gemara is that he has to put the arm of the victim in the mouth of the snake, but even where it touches the teeth. The Gemara says, Eres Oimid Bein Shinov, the poison is there. It's not a separate mice of the rattlesnake, it's right there. The poison is ejected on impact. So, Mamel, that's called the mice of the Ritzach. The Chavim Poitrim. It sounds almost, when you look at the Gemara, the Rav quotes it, is Vacham Poitrim de Kosavi Eres Nochosh Me'atzme Humeki. Sounds almost like they're arguing a Metzias. Where's the poison in a rattlesnake? Take it apart. Take about a dead rattlesnake and figure out where the poison is. The machlokes is not mitzias. The machlokes is how far to translate the mice of putting his hand directly on in contact with the shine ha rattlesnake and considering that a direct mice. Hamake is chaveru ben be'evin ben be'egroif va'amodu l'miso. Somebody hit somebody else. Reuven was Ritzach Shimon. And he hit him be'evin or be'egrif, either with a rock or with physical blows. Lemaisa, they make the Dayanim see lefi the force of the blow, and this is part of the judgment call, that Dayanim, based on the Edim, this is what they are shach levatoi, like we had discussions in the earlier prokim, is that it has to be that's a hako of misa. What happens if he gave him a light punch and the person died? That's not a Kedeba Lahamas. We don't know what happened. I don't know. The shock, the trauma of being hit. He had a sudden heart attack. That's not called a Makas Ritzach. It has to be a Madu Lamisa. Says the Mishnah, what happens? Vuhu kalmi mashahoyo. Lamaisa, they rushed the victim to the hospital. He was in a coma. Lamaisa came out of the coma. And he's not anymore at death's door. Ula'acha mikan hichpu v'meis. Lamaisa, then he had a deterioration. He's still in the hospital. He's still in that situation. And then Lamaisa, he deteriorated Vamesis his chayv. From the Chem Yoimer, Potash Raglaim Ledover. You have to look at that as a Raglaim Ledover. He didn't die from the Hakko. Now again, the Machlaik is not a Machlaik in Mitzias, or at least it's hard to believe that's Machlaik in Mitzias. Normal, what the Machlaik is that it's definitely possible that you could see a person's in a coma. He came out of the coma, he's talking, he woke up. But Lamaisa, 2 days later, his body is still very weakened from the coma and the impact and the whole stress. And Lamaisa, there's stress on the brain, and 2 days later he had a stroke and he died from that. So with Hukaloi, do you see that as a hemshich? We know that definitely in Shamayim, they'll look at it, yeah, that Reuven is responsible for Shimon's death. But do we see the Hakko as including the deterioration after he had already improved somewhat? That's the Machlokes Tanoim over here. Lamaisa, it's interesting. The Raglaim Ledover, the way we have it in the Mishnah, sounds like it's going on Rim Nechemi. That's the way the Bavli reads it. In the Yerushalmi, it could be, the Mefarshim bring down, that the Raglaim Ledover is going on the Tanakama. You have a fellow who died 2 days after he woke up from a coma. He said, no, the stroke that he had 2 days later is unrelated. Come on. You understand what happened? We just described it. That Avada means that's a Hemshech. Rim Nechemi says Potter. The Mice is Potter because you can't see it as a direct depreciation and deterioration. So there's different ways to read these words, Raglaim Ledover.